Page 49, An Introduction to Facebook by Joel Isaac and Richard Rueda. How do you stay connected with your friends, family, and organizations in which you are interested? The term social networking refers to the process of this type of interaction. A number of internet-based tools have been developed to make staying in touch and socializing a little easier. Facebook is one of the more popular of these tools. Here we will cover Facebook's history, some features, pitfalls, and how to get started. Facebook was started in 2004 by Mark Zuckerberg and a few of his Harvard computer science classmates as a way to meet online, network, chat, and share information. Expanding from Harvard to colleges and to high schools, Facebook is now open to everyone. From its grassroots beginnings, Facebook is now incorporated, maintains upwards of 250 million active users, and the company is valued at around $4 billion. Facebook is now considered to be a strong competitor to Microsoft and Google as a communications platform. There seems to be an endless array of features in Facebook, and between Facebook the company and the Facebook community, they're always adding more. However, the more practical and prominent ones that are frequented by active users are the status updates, news feeds, friends, photo albums, and groups. Status updates allow you to post a thought, link, photo, or interesting event to your profile and share the info with your friends. In the news deed feature, as your friends update their status, you can see what they've shared and comment if you wish. The friends feature allows you to see your friends' status and a list of their friends, and within this feature, you can also search for new friends. Uploading a photo to your photo album allows you to tag the picture with the names of people therein, then cross-link back to their news feeds. Groups are another important aspect of Facebook. It allows you to join a group based on any type of interest and posted information that pertains to that group. Familiar organizations, including the Lighthouse for the Blind of San Francisco, Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, AERBVI, and Bookshare.org, are just some of the blindness entities who now actively advertise and use Facebook to notify the community at large of their ongoing efforts. Page 50. Though Facebook can be fun and interesting, there are some drawbacks. It uses Web 2.0 technologies, which visually simulates a desktop environment. Unfortunately, though visually impressive, these techniques do not work as well with screen readers and magnifiers. Additionally, due to the popularity of the site and technology constraints, you can experience speed issues when browsing through Facebook. As an alternative, Facebook hosts a website meant to run on mobile devices such as cell phones and PDAs at m.facebook.com. Because this site contains fewer graphics and other visual elements, it is screen reader and magnifier friendly. Though the mobile site boasts fewer features, the main ones are still available in this more accessible format. Getting started is simple. Navigate your web browser to www.facebook.com/r.php and fill in the sign-up form. After sign-up, remember to complete your privacy settings. Once the sign-up process is completed, you will be able to search for friends, subscribe to your favorite applications, or any number of other possibilities. Facebook and its social networking counterparts are but one more emerging trend on the internet where persons can socialize, network, share common interests, and research in a vast three-dimensional way. It takes the ability to network and discuss topics from the days of the listserv community and chat rooms to the next level.